Dictation for Trisha, T-R-I-S-H-A, Boma, B-O-W-M-A-N, December 381. Address as a letter to Jessica, J-E-S-S-I-C-A, Mowbray, M-O-W-B-R-A-Y-N-P, 6298145. Dear Miss Mowbray, dear Jessica, urgent consultation for Mrs. Boma. I saw her on June the 25th. She has a diagnosis of multiple sclerosis without follow-up. There was a recent admission to the hospital, discharged on May 15. Presented also with hypertensive urgency. She did receive high dose of steroids for the multiple sclerosis flare with expressive aphasia under direction of neurology after findings of MRI with progression comparing to 2021. A number of medications were adjusted for hypertension, including lisinopril, Norvasc, Coric, HCTC, Aldactone. Kidney function was normal at that point in time. Creatinine between 0.6 and 0.8. Creatinine start rising late May to present time, 1.17, 1.82, 1.91, representing a GFR dropping from normal to present level of 33. Workup for secondary causes of hypertension shows potential bilateral renal artery stenosis. You have done a number of medication adjustments because of the renal failure. You stopped the ACE inhibitors, ACTC, as well as the Aldactone. She is morbidly obese, says to be doing a low salt. Presently, no headaches, no nausea, vomiting, no dysphagia, no diarrhea, bleeding. She has not noticed any changes in urination, no cloudiness, no blood, no major chest pain palpitations, no dyspnea or orthopnea, no skin rash. Blood pressure in the hospital was 225 over 97. Edema appears worse after being off the HCTC. Denies claudication symptoms. Next paragraph, the past medical history for morbid obesity, multiple sclerosis, diagnosed back in 2021, but has not followed with neurology and no treatment. As indicated above, appears progressive and symptomatic in the recent past. She recollects gestational diabetes on prior pregnancies, both boys 21 and 13 years ago, both with C-section. She denies complications in terms of eclampsia, renal failure, HELP, H-E-L-P, or other abnormalities. No prior diagnosis of diabetes. Recent findings of enlargement of the liver, probably fatty liver. years back tested for sleep apnea being negative at that time. She denies snoring or stopping breathing. No history of deep vein thrombosis, pulmonary embolism, no coronary artery disease, no congestive heart failure, arrhythmia, rheumatic fever, endocarditis, or pacemaker, no viral hepatitis, denies gastrointestinal bleeding, blood transfusion. She was not aware of prior kidney abnormalities, no stones, no recurring UTI, no blood protein in the urine, denies pneumonia. Next paragraph, surgeries, two C-sections and gallbladder. Next paragraph, she smokes. Prior alcohol in moderate amount, discontinue. Next paragraph, reported allergies to morphine with itching. Next paragraph, family history of diabetes, blood pressure, but no kidney disease. Next paragraph, pressing medications, Protonix, Coric, Norvasc, off metformin, off aldactone, off HCTC, off lisinopril, just started also Monjaro for new diagnosis of diabetes, no anti-inflammatory agents. Next paragraph, pressing review system as indicated above. Next paragraph, on physical exam, she's 68 inches tall, 308 pounds, blood pressure 162/96 by nurse. I checked myself, 180 over 100, right, 174 over 100 left. No gross respiratory distress, normal eye movement, no facial asymmetry. She wears upper dentures. Today, no button, apparently broken down. She has pierce of her tongue, no throat abnormalities, no palpable thyroid lymph nodes, carotid bruit, JVD, lungs are clear, no arrhythmia, obesity of the abdomen, no ascites or tenderness, about 4+ edema bilateral. Next paragraph, most recent chemistries are from June 18. As indicated above, creatinine recent, anormal sodium, potassium, acid base, albumin, calcium, elevated alkaline sulfatase and transaminases, stabilizing or improving comparing to a few months back with normal bilirubin. Glucose in the 200s, probably exacerbated by the high dose of solumedrol for MS. Recent testing because of the enlargement of the liver, an abnormal liver function test, antinuclear antibody was elevated at 80. With a homogeneous diffuse characteristics. However, the double-stranded DNA was negative. Testing for alpha-1 antitrypsin was negative. Normal ferritin iron studies, normal thyroid, elevated albumin creatinine ratio at 69, elevated cholesterol 223 with an LDL 155, normal triglycerides, low normal HDL, A1C at 7.1, viral hepatitis testing A, B, and C negative. Recent testing for renin was elevated. I review recent CT scan, angiogram head, as well as MRI of the brain, suggestive for multiple sclerosis. There is a CT scan abdomen and pelvis, as well as an ultrasound, the ultrasound enlargement of the liver. No evidence of cirrhosis, no portal hypertension, ascites, or enlargement of the spleen. The right kidney on the ultrasound normal size without obstruction. Similar findings on the CAT scan, no abnormalities for kidneys, ureter, or bladder. A renal Doppler, normal size kidneys. There is, however, high peak systolic velocity. On the right side, mid area of the renal artery, 244. On the left side, 222. This is suggestive for renal artery stenosis. A recent echo, normal ejection fraction, normal diastolic function, mild degree of left ventricular hypertrophy, normal right ventricle. I review notes from admission and neurology. Back in 2021, spinal fluid with increase of oligo bands. Which is very suggestive for multiple sclerosis. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Recent exacerbation and progression of multiple sclerosis requiring a high dose steroids appropriately, awaiting outpatient neurological evaluation and treatment. In the meantime, she has developed progressive renal failure associated to severe hypertension, hypertensive urgency, there is evidence for renal artery stenosis that needs to be assessed. She's going to need renal angiogram. For potential angioplasty stent. The renal failure likely represents an effect of aggressive blood pressure medication adjustments. In the light of potential renal artery stenosis, the leg edema likely represents a combination of factors, including her body size, morbid obesity, an effect of the amlodipine, we will need to restart diuretics, the medical treatment for renal artery stenosis is ACE inhibitors and aldactone that she has not tolerated. For the time being, we will avoid that. Angioplasty stent will be the best option at this point in time. Continue management of new diagnosis of diabetes exacerbated by steroids. She likely has metabolic syndrome with fatty liver. I'm requesting her to do blood tests again and check blood pressure at home to guide us for treatment. We also discuss about potential admitting to the hospital for inpatient adjustment of blood pressure medications and monitoring of kidney function and urine output. She prefers to do it at home. All above issues are very stressful to her. Emotional support provided. We'll follow with you, end of dictation.